That was a great overall team win today. Hats off to the defense. You know, those guys played exceptionally well today. You know, they did a great job of, you know, keeping Chicago's offense in check, you know, and they've been battling with injuries. So it was great to see those guys go out there and compete. It was a great overall team win today. You know, the guys, you know, had the same mindset, you know, that Coach Zimmer had talked about. We had to come in with that same intensity, the same focus that we had last week, and make sure that we were the ones on top this week. So I think the guys did a great job of responding and hearing Coach Zimmer's message and going out and executing today.
How much do you think it helped that you were able to get off to a hot start and you had the nice touchdown pass to get on the board first?
That was great, you know, getting in rhythm. You know, Coach Turner put together a great game plan that allowed us to just go out there, play fast, you know, allowed us to go out there and execute at a high level. The guys had a solid week of practice and it showed today.
All the passes you completed today, which one do you look back at and say, wow, I hit that one perfectly?
I say the inside route to Mike Wallace up the seam. He was matched up on a linebacker and did a great job of just throwing it at his back shoulder. He did a great job of making the catch, and it started up front with the offensive line, giving me some time, and we just played pitch and catch.
The touchdown to Diggs, was it designed to go to him, or was that just what was open?
Which one?
The touchdown to Diggs. Oh, I'm sorry, good point. the time you guys split Peterson out left and Diggs went to the left corner?
You know, it was just something, a matchup that I liked, and we wanted to take advantage of it. And that's what you talk about, giving your guys a chance. And, you know, Diggs did a great job at the line of scrimmage of getting a good release, and all I had to do is just put in the area where he can come down with it, and he did just that.
Teddy, did you sense a game like this coming in your preparation this week? I mean, did you feel like you were on another level than you've been before?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the guys were locked in this week, and, you know, we actually had some plays in practice this week that we had to repeat. And I think it was a good job, you know, of just responding. I'm glad that we had to repeat some of those plays because it gave us better preparation. And, you know, Coach Zimmer was on us all week about just getting the tempo going. And we came out today, we scored, I think, on our opening drive and, you know, just set the tempo.
Has the game plan emphasized yards after the catch the last couple of weeks?
And the game plan has just been get the ball to your guys and allow those guys to make plays. And like I said, Coach Turner did a great job of just mixing things up, you know, keeping Chicago's defense off balance, whether it was screen games or play actions or, you know, the quick passes. And then sometimes we took our shots down the field. So, you know, it's hard for a defense to handle all those things. And, you know, like I said, Coach Turner did a great job of just putting everything together.
What did the offense kind of described as one-dimensional offense? Was this especially nice to, you know, crank out a game like this?
Definitely. You know, it shows that, you know, when we do put the ball in the air that, you know, we're pretty good. So, you know, we understand that, you know, each week the game plan is going to be different. And we knew that coming into this game, Chicago had a pretty good pass defense. And, you know, I think they were 20th in the league in rush defense. So we had an idea that we had in hindsight that we may come in and, you know, rush the football on those guys because they had struggled stopping the run. But, you know, things happened today and, you know, the game plan, you know, allowed us to just go out there and, you know, throw the football around the park, and our guys did a great job of making sure that they were the ones that came down with the football.
In other games this season, when you guys haven't been able to get Adrian going, the offense has kind of sputtered. When he left the game today, you guys kept scoring. What was there that wasn't, you know, in the past this season with him not being so involved?
No, the guys just played well today. Everyone responded to adversity well today. And, like I said, Coach Turner put together a great game plan for us to go out there and play fast. The offensive line did a great job all day of just keeping me clean, opening holes for the run game. And the wide receivers did an awesome job today, tight ends as well. And talk about Zach Lyon. I think he averages a touchdown every time he touches the football. So, you know, those guys did a great job just executing today. It was a great overall team win. Oh, yeah, you know, by Zach or me, because I had to jump over the guy, too, you know. But, no, it was pretty cool to see Zach get in the end zone again. You know, Zach's a guy who does everything that we ask of him. And, you know, like you said, it was a pretty athletic move of him to, you know, get in the end zone. And Zach, hey, he was a former running back in college. I think he holds some records at SMU. So Zach's a pretty good guy. He's a great teammate, and we're glad to have him.
Looked like a hard landing on that.
Not at all. You know, I braced myself for the landing, and I didn't think that I thought the guy was going to dive at my legs or something. That's why I left my feet. But, you know, it was just great to come away with some points in that situation.
Does it mean anything to you that you're the first Vikings quarterback since Brett Favre to throw for four touchdowns in a game?
That's amazing. You know, talk about, you know, Brett Favre being my idol. But, you know, that just, it all points back to Coach Turner calling a great game plan, allowing us to go out there and play fast today. And the guys did a great job. Like I said, whether it's every time we put the ball in the air, I think my guys came down with it. You know, I think we had one batted ball at the line, then the other two incompletions I don't really remember. I think one went over Matt's head. But our guys did a great job making sure that they came down with the football. The offensive line did a great job in protecting, and it was just a great overall team win.
Do you think you're taking more responsibility? Does that say something bigger about the way you like to play football?
Can't
beat
that.
You jump into the end zone.
You know, it's just having that competitive nature in you, and I think that's what drove me to leave my feet right there. And at the time, I think we had 24 points, and I just remember earlier in the week that Coach Jim said that he wanted us to score 30 points, and you know, it was a situation where, you know, I could have either went down or, you know, scored a touchdown to make sure we get 30 points, and I wanted to make sure that we got those 30 points for Coach Jim.
Do you think you take more on your shoulders?
You know, it's an overall team deal. You know, our guys do a great job of responding to whoever's in the game, whether it's Adrian in the backfield, Matt or Jarek, or even if Sean's at quarterback and I'm not out there. Our guys do a great job of responding to whatever situation we're put in, and we don't expect our level of competition, our level of play to go down at all.
Do you think this was your best game as a pro?
It probably was. You know, and I'll probably have to look back at the tape and, you know, there's still going to be some adjustments that we could have done, could have made, some corrections that we have to make. But, you know, you talk about, you know, these next two games now being like playoff atmosphere games for us. And, you know, it was great just coming out here responding. And next week, we have to shift our focus to next week, though. You know, we have the New York Giants coming in here. It's our last game at TCF Bank Stadium. You know, the fans have been great to us. University of Minnesota has been great to us hosting us. So, you know, we have to shift our focus to that game and get ready for Sunday night.
Adrian says that he's sensed a change in you the past couple weeks. He sees something different when he looks in your eyes. Is there anything to that? Have you changed?
Well, I haven't noticed it. you know, it's probably something that, you know, the guys notice, but and I try to continue to, you know, lead these guys and be the leader of this team.
Hey, you're probably just comfortable in the offense running it team-wise that you have all season and the last couple of games. Do you feel that way?
You know, there have been times this year where I've been comfortable, you know, whether it's you look back at the Detroit game on the road, you know, Atlanta game, last week, this game. So, you know, there are different times. You know, we know that coming into the game that the game plan may be set up for us to throw the ball 18 times and rush it 30 times, and we understand that. So, you know, I'm comfortable with whatever situation we're put in, and as long as we're winning, you know, that's all that matters.
Cody, nothing is clinched here, but what in your mind makes you feel like this Viking team could be a dangerous team in the playoffs to get there?
I think it's a group of guys who play this game with passion. You know, we've been battling adversity, you know, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball, losing two offensive linemen early in the year, or now at this point with Limbaugh, Anthony, and Harrison being out, you know, three of the stars on the defense being out. You know, we've been battling adversity, and it's a team that, you know, won't take no for an answer. And Coach Zimmer says something, you know, that you know, once we get in this thing, you know, no one can beat us but the Minnesota Vikings. And it just says that, you know, we don't want to beat ourselves. And we have a group of guys who understand that as long as we do what we're supposed to do, we won't beat ourselves.
How good did it feel to see McKinnon get in the end zone for the first time?
It was great. I think I was more excited for him than he was. You know, we wish he couldn't have got the penalty. But, you know, I was excited for that guy. And he's been working extremely hard. He's battled injuries last year. And he did a great job for us today, whether it was coming out of the backfield, catching passes, or just being in there and protecting. When his number was called to rush the football, he did a great job for us.
Last couple of days, all about the hit you took on that play?
Not at all. You know, I didn't like that the defender dove at my knees, but you know, I think, you know, the refs made a good call, and we ended up with the touchdown. So that's what mattered the most.
Were you concerned though that you were hurt?
No, not at all. You know, I know my body pretty well, and I know that I will be okay.
Thank you.
Okay.